Jack, just give us an idea of the kind of plan for Indigo Empire. What's the master plan for 2015, mate? Have you talked about it?
Yeah, it's because we've only got three songs, four at the minute. We want to be writing as many as we can for the summer. So we're going to record our EP by the summer, hopefully release it in the summer. So then we can do some more gigging in Manchester and get try and get out there a bit more rather than just doing covers in a pub and stuff like that.
So what are your hopes and ambitions for this year, Joe?
I think we should just aim to be the best that we can be. As long as we keep practicing, I think, you know, we'll go far. And I think, just branching out a bit more.
What about
playing different venues, stuff like that?
What, Jimmy, what about this? Obviously, the main thing, if you like, for new bands, the main sticking point is getting a following together.
Yeah.
I mean, presumably that's high up on your priority list.
Well, I think it's quite important to get a good balance or a ratio between keep producing new material for people to enjoy and keep gigging locally. So people have something to listen to and then they can go and see us. But we've got a bit of a following, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know, people do know us, I mean, because we went round on like a little gig hunt not too long ago, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And it's funny actually, we went to one pub in Wrighton, I can't remember what pub it was.
Railway.
The railway in Wrighton.
Yeah.
We went there and we just went in all fours and went, basically just, can we have a gig? And he was a bit like, I don't know. And he went, well, what's your name? And they went, Indigo Empire. He went, yeah, I've heard of you. Yeah, you can have a gig. But
maybe the first steps to stardom then.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So where are you going to be recording then? And when did you say, hopefully?
Hopefully, we sort of want to get an EP together, I don't know, five tracks or whatever. So with a little bit of a concept behind it, so it's sort of potentially we'd be artists essentially.
So when and where's this recording?
Hopefully before the summer.
And where?
Volta Lab Sound Studios in Rochdale, which is the old Cargo Studios.
I think you said they've had some famous.
Fair few bands like Spiral Carpets, Fellow Oldhamers,
Joy Division.
Joy Division. I think Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. There's a single there as well. So yeah, quite big with the Factory Records.
So that's what, early summer did you say? So
early summer, yeah, that sort of want to be out there mastered and everything.
Yeah.
So something that we can just be like,
like Steve said, I think we want it to, all the songs need to sort of tie in. Yeah. Not massively, just so it's, instead of it's just a random collection of songs, it's like a body of work as opposed to just a sort of compilation of
tracks. So we sort of wanted to be like essentially a piece of art at the end of it, like something that's like, oh yeah, it flows nice.
Yeah.
So we don't really want to rush to it. So if it gets done by summer, like spot on, that's what we aim to be. But we don't want to rush it. Yeah. So just want to get it absolutely nailed.
One of the final questions I'll just ask Jack. I don't know why, just random. But just for the future again. Where would you like Indigo Empire to be this time next year, mate? What do you think?
Hopefully, by next year, start putting an album together.
Yeah.
Releasing that, getting that out there.
Wembley.
Oh no, you're getting a bit too too over ambitious, I think, there, mate. But you never know.
Just getting a nice collection of our own set so we can do a full gig. With our set, and then obviously try and get a bigger following around Manchester.
Yeah.
Hit the Manchester scene.
Yeah. And there is a really exciting music scene going on in Oldham at the moment. Loads of different bands. Is there any, Stephen, that you kind of like, or the band in general? Is there?
I think most of them, really. We get along pretty much all of them.
A lot of the different bands do seem to know one another, like your Five Foot First.
Yeah,
know you.
It's
because we're playing with them all. Yeah,
I like the visitors even though they're a bit older, quality. Yeah, I mean, they've got their aesthetic down to the
T. Absolutely.
They've got the, you know, they know what they want to sound like. You know, they've got that covered, and I think as performers, they're
They're a must watch.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
Very good.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so we'll wrap it up there. So thanks very much to the four lads of Indigo Empire. So thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. And thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Much,
thanks a lot.
Cheers.